Ang pinuno ng Commonwealth Bank, Ian Narev, ay haharap sa isang komite ng parlamento sa Canberra ngayong araw na binuo bilang tugon sa mga panawagan para sa isang Royal Commission sa Industriya. Noong Agosto, ipinahayag ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ang mga punong tagapangasiwa ng apat na pinakamalaking bangko ng Australia ay haharap sa House of Representatives Economic Committee ng di bababa sa isang beses bawat taon. Binaliwala ng Labor ang proseso bilang isang kalokohan at sinabing hindi nito makukuha ang mga tugon sa mga isyung kailangang matugunan. Narito ang ulat. Isang katanungan na maaaring itanong sa CEO ng Commonwealth Bank, Ian Narev, ay kung bakit di pinansin ng Insurance Division, CommInsure, ang mga resulta ng investigasyon ng kapulisan at coroner at tumutol na bayaran ang isang babae na namatay sa aksidenteng overdose ng prescription medicine dahil nagpasya ang kumpanya na siya ay talagang nagpakamatay. Uminom si Peta Altsin ng gamot ng kanyang ama, ang malakas na gamot na opiate oxycodone noong isang gabi ng Hulyo taong 2014. Ang 40 taon ay pumunta sa kama at nanood ng pelikula at tatagpuang patay kinabukasan. Klinasipay ng kapulisan ang kamatayan bilang isang aksidenteng overdose, subalit tumutul ang CommInsure na bayaran ang kanyang death policy at sinabing ang kamatayan ay isang suicide at isa ito sa mga eksklusyon sa alituntunin nito. Sinabi sa ABC ni John Altsin, ama ni Peter Altsin, ang pasya ng CommInsure ay nakakapanlumo.
Here is this insurance, big insurance company, probably biggest in Australia, to basically overrule the coroner. And I thought, well, how can an insurance company overrule someone like a coroner? If they can just cancel Peter like this, they can just cancel anyone.
Ang mga kasong ganito na inilabas ng mga whistleblower noong mga nakaraang taon ay lumikha ng momentum para sa isang Royal Commission into the Banking Industry. Sinabi ng leader ng Labor, Bill Shorten, hindi sapat ang mga pagdinig ng komite.
No soft-touch, softball whitewash in a parliamentary committee is going to stop a Royal Commission. I've met the victims of the poor standards of the banks and the financial services industry. They will not be denied justice, and we will never, never, never give up pushing for a banking royal commission. I think the fact is that you can take Malcolm Turnbull out of the investment bank, but you can't seem to take the investment banker out of Malcolm Turnbull.
Sinabi ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull, ang mga pagdinig ay mahalaga kung pag-uusapan ang accountability.
This will be the first of what I expect to be many years of the Economics Committee hearing from the banks and say it's not going to be a one-off hearing. It is very important to have a change to the culture of accountability so that appearance before the people's representatives in the People's House in Canberra is part of the banking calendar. And this is going to be a very important way of ensuring greater accountability.
Ang sentimento ay binabahagi ni mambabatas David Coleman ng Liberal na sinabi sa ABC, di na kailangan pang itaguyod ang kompetisyon sa mga bangko.
Obviously, one of the reasons that this inquiry was set up was issues about the bank's failure to pass on Reserve Bank interest rate cuts. And that leads to some related questions around the competition in the sector and the level of competition, and no doubt members will be focusing on questions in that area. I think there are also issues that have risen recently about the capacity for consumers to get redress when things go wrong in the banking system. And some of my colleagues have talked about the idea of a one-stop banking tribunal.
Subalit sinabi sa Sky News ni Senador Cathy Gallagher ng Labor, ang proseso ay isang lokohan at hindi nito maaabot ang punot dulo ng mga iskandalo noong mga nakalipas na taon.
It was a process that was initiated by the Prime Minister to try and deflect attention or deflect momentum away from having a Royal Commission when that momentum was building. So it was never intended to cover the issues that would be covered in a Royal Commission. It's government controlled. The dates were teed up with the banks before being told to other committee members. I mean, this is a sham process from the beginning, and it simply won't get to the issues that we need resolved to ensure that there's trust and confidence in Australia's financial system.
Ang Commonwealth Bank ang unang haharap sa Parliamentary Committee at ito ay susundan ng Westpac, ANZ at NAB sa loob ng 3 araw.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.